Members, please vote to show the presence. All members have voted. Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 senators present.
Do we stand for the invocation? Rabbi Blossom.
Let us pray on Psalm 36. How precious is thy loving kindness, O God!
The children of men take refuge in the shadow of thy wings. They are satisfied with the abundance of thy house, and thou makest them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light do we see light. Amen.
Senator Halpert.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to prayer be spread in the journal.
So ordered. Secretary certifies correctness of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 157th legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 42.
Senator Ray.
Move the journal for the 157th legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 42 be approved as certified.
Objection. Journal certified. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Are there messages from the governor?
Messages of June 22. I have read the following resolutions and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 2, State Affairs, travel by senior citizens and handicapped persons aboard vessels of the State Marine Highway System, Legislative Resolve Number 17.
We stand
ready.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5, requesting the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to reconstruct and upgrade the Petersburg Road in Matanuska, Susitna Borough, Legislative Resolve Number 18. I have signed the following bills and transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Bill Number 321, Special Appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for Improvements and Expansion of the Terminal at the Anchorage International Airport, effective date Chapter 24. House Bill Number 322, Increasing the Bond Authorization for International Airport Revenue Bonds to $62,825,000, effective date, Chapter 25. Senate Bill Number 263, relating to notices for occupational safety and health violations, Chapter 26. Sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. There is one more bill. Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 277, LNC amended, relating to benefits under the Public Employees Retirement System and providing for an effective date, Chapter 27, Session Laws, 1983. Those are the messages from the governor.
Are the messages from the House?
Messages of June 22. The House concurred in the Senate amendments. Thus, Senate CS for CS for House Bill 210 rules, payment for purchases by the state, passed the House, and Senate CS for CS, House CR 15, Resources, establishing a joint House and Senate Committee on Oil and Gas, passed the House. The House failed. House CS for CS for Senate Bill 19, Hess, and returned CSS Bill 19, Finn, making special appropriations for post-secondary education to the Senate for filing. The House failed. House CS for Senate Bill Number 150, CNRA, and returned CSSB 150, Finn Am, appropriations to the Department of Environmental Conservation for water and sewer grants to the Senate for permanent filing. The House failed. House CS for Senate Bill Number 229, Hess, and returned Senate Bill 229, special appropriations to the University of Alaska for certain capital projects and planning to the Senate for permanent filing. June 22, the House passed CS for Senate Bill Number 2, Resources, effective date added, with the following amendment: House CS for Senate Bill 2, Resources, providing for license exemption for certain commercial fishing vessels, effective date, and return for consideration.
Senator Ray.
President, what was the number of that?
Senate Bill 2. Secretary, read the...
I have it, Mr. President.
Thank you.
I would move that the Senate adopt the House amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill 2 and ask the body to vote yes.
Question is, shall the Senate adopt the House amendments to Senate Bill 2? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
Senate has adopted the House amendments.
I would move the effective date clause, Mr. President.
Shall the effective date clause be adopted without objection? Vote on the bill, be the vote on the effective date. You proceed.
The House passed Senate Bill 208 with the following amendment. Page 1, line 12, delete 1987, insert 1984, and returning Senate Bill 208, amended House, extending the termination date of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board.
Senator Ray.
I would move that the Senate concur in the amendment to the House amendment to Senate Bill 208 and ask the body to vote no.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill 208? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 3 yeas, 15 nays, 2 absent.
So the Senate has failed to concur. Will the Secretary inform the House, ask them to recede? If they should fail to recede, a conference committee will be appointed. Senator Ray, Senator Gilman, Senator Ziegler.
Those are the messages from the House.
Takes us down to communications. Are there items under communications?
There is a communication dated June 21 from the Department of Health and Social Services from Roger V. Endel, Director of the Division of Adult Corrections, submitting the final report on prison education FY83 to the legislature in accordance with statutes. This will be on file in the Senate Secretary's office. That is the only communication.
There are reports of standing committees.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 2, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska, limiting the length of regular sessions of the legislature, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title. Senator Ray Chairman signed Do Not Pass. Senator Ziegler signed Do Not Pass. Senators Pettyjohn and Eliason signed Do Pass. SJR 2 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
May I be shown as voting Do Pass on that? Committee report.
If you were not in attendance, you may not. Are there further messages from the governor? Are there messages from other standing committees?
The Rules Committee considered the following and recommend that they be calendared on June 23, SJR 24, exemption from legislative allowing abrogation of existing natural gas contracts, Senate Bill 219, processing of permits by state agencies. Senator Kelly signed calendar but no recommendation. House Bill 125, emergency closure days in response to a threat to the health and safety of students. CS House Bill 385, loans, issuance of tax-exempt state-guaranteed revenue bonds by Alaska Housing. And CS House Bill 413, Finn, creation of the Capital Area Historic Properties Advisory Commission. These do appear on the today's calendar. Signed, Senator Ferguson, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly and Ray. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there special committee reports this morning?
There are no special committee reports.
Takes us to the daily calendar. Senator Ferguson.
Will
be at ease.
Read Senate Bill 219 by title.
Senate Bill Number 219 by Senators Bennett and Fahrenkamp, an act relating to the processing of permits by state agencies and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute with a new title. Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, and Senator Ziegler signed Do Pass. Signing no recommendation were Senators Vic Fisher, Sturgiluski, Paul Fisher, and Mulcahy. The Finance Committee waived. There is a committee substitute.
There is a committee substitute. Is there a motion on the substitute, Senator Fahrenkamp?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Resource Committee substitute.
Ask unanimous consent. There's no objection. The substitute's adopted. Secretary, read the bill by title.
CS for Senate Bill Number 219, Resources by the Resources Committee, an act relating to processing of permits by state agencies and to administration of the Alaska Coastal Management Program.
Are there amendments?
There is an amendment number one by Senators Hallford and Ferguson, beginning page 3, line 19.
Everyone have amendment one? Senator Ray, you seek the floor?
I would move and ask unanimous consent that this SB 219 be held. The prime sponsor is not here, and if they have amendments, I'd like to have them here.
Yes, sir. Held to tomorrow's calendar?
Just move it down the
calendar. Okay, to the bottom of the calendar. Without objections, move to the bottom of the calendar. Next item is Senate Bill 127.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 127, Judiciary, an act relating to victims' rights in the jurisdiction of courts in cases involving minors, and amending Rule 32D2 of the Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedure. The motion was pending to adopt the Rules Committee substitute yesterday.
Senator Ray?
Ask unanimous consent the Rules Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Objection. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 127, Rules, an act relating to victims' rights and the jurisdiction of courts in cases involving minors, and amending Rule 32D2 of the Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedure.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Ray?
Move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Bill 127, Rules, be engrossed, advance third reading, place in final passage.
Objection. The bill is before you. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 127, Rules, an act relating to victims' rights in the jurisdiction of courts in cases involving minors, and amending Rule 32D2 of the Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedure.
Bill is before you for discussion. Senator Rohde has the floor.
Mr. President, very briefly, the bill provides that minors between the age of 16 and 18 may be charged as an adult for the commission of an unclassified felony. In fact, they shall be charged as an adult for committing an unclassified felony for anything which is, of course, murder, manslaughter, our highest degree of felony. For Class A felonies, others, it is within the discretion of the courts whether or not they should be charged as an adult. The bill also increases the liability of parents from $2,000 to $5,000 for the actions of their children. In addition, the Rules Committee substitute adds a section on victims' rights that was discussed yesterday. I won't go into that. It was a desirable piece of legislation, and I requested that it be added to the bill. I think it helps strengthen the bill.
For the debate, question is, Senator Ray.
Just a reminder, the body would take a two-thirds vote, 14 votes.
Question is, shall Senate Bill 127 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. If all members voted, does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 1 nay, and 1 absent.
So Bill 127 has been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar, House Bill 125.
House Bill Number 125 by Representatives Larson and Furness, an act relating to emergency closure days in response to a threat to the health or safety of students. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senators Hallford and Vic Fisher.
House Bill 125 is before you. Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator A.
Move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 125 be advanced to third reading, placed in final passage.
Objection. So order. Secretary, read the bill.
House Bill Number 125, an act relating to emergency closure days in response to a threat to health or safety of students.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. You ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 125 be adopted? Single page. You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member desire to change their vote? All members voted? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows.
19 yeas, one nay.
Bill 125 was adopted by the Senate. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 385. Secretary, read House Bill 385 by title.
CS for House Bill Number 385 loans by the House Special Committee on State Loans, an act relating to the issuance of tax-exempt state-guaranteed revenue bonds by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to finance mortgages for qualifying veterans under AS 1856 and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Ray?
I ask unanimous consent the committee's substitute for House Bill 385 loans be advanced to third reading and placed in final passage.
Objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for House Bill Number 385 loans, an act relating to the issuance of tax-exempt state-guaranteed revenue bonds by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to finance mortgages for qualifying veterans under AS 1856 and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate.
Question.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 385, as amended in the House, pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 20 yeas.
Senator Ray?
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 385 loans be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Objection. So ordered. Effective date clause been adopted. Next item is House Bill 413. Secretary, read House Bill 413.
CS for House Bill Number 413, FIN by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the creation of a Capital Area Historic Properties Advisory Commission and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass, signed Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Sturgiolewski and Rohde. The Finance Committee considered this bill and a majority of the committee recommend due pass with a zero fiscal note. Signed Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Mulcahy, Vic Fisher, Sackett, and Josephson. Senator Fakes signed no recommendation.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Ray?
I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 413, Finance, be advanced third reading and placed in final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for House Bill Number 413, Finance, an act relating to the creation of the Capital Area Historic Properties Advisory Commission and providing for an effective date.
Question.
The debate. Questions called for. Question is, shall House Bill 413 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Have all members voted? Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 6 nays.
Bill 413 is adopted by the Senate. Senator Ray?
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 413 Finance be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Objection. So ordered. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 357. Secretary, read House Bill 357.
Senate CS to CS for House Bill Number 357, Rules, an act relating to the regulation of religious schools. The Senate committee substitute was adopted yesterday and it was held.
We are in second reading.
We are.
Are there amendments?
There is an amendment, number one, by Senator Fakes, beginning page 3, line 6.
Senator Fakes,
excuse me, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of this amendment.
There's no objection. The amendment is adopted. Are there further amendments? Senator Ray?
There are no other amendments.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 357 rules as amended be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill Number 357 rules amended Senate, an act relating to the regulation of religious schools.
Bill is before you for discussion debate. Ready for the question, Senator Ray?
Should be noted that there is a possible constitutional question here, but under the Equal Treatment Clause, I guess, of the U.S. Constitution, but even in light of that, sir, It's a good bill, and it's one that should be passed by this body.
House Bill 357, you may proceed to vote. All members have voted? Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 nays.
Bill has been adopted by the Senate. Items in third reading. Are there any items? A bit easy. Calendar. Held in third reading. House Bill 6.
Senate CS for House Bill Number 6. Finn, amended Senate, and act relating to driving a motor vehicle on third reading and reconsideration.
Mr. Ray.
Mr. President,
I move and ask unanimous consent that we return to second reading for purposes of a specific motion.
Without objection. Senator.
We are back in second reading. I would move and ask unanimous consent that we rescind our action in adopting Amendment Number 1.
Does everyone have Amendment Number 1?
That's the one, the Rohde Amendment.
Senator Rohde?
If I might speak to the majority leader's motion. Mr. President, rather than put that bill into a free conference committee, I would ask unanimous consent that my amendment be withdrawn, or rather than my amendment.
Without objection, we've moved to rescind.
Okay.
So we're in rescinding posture. Senator Ray?
I would sincerely thank
the gentleman from Anchorage. I think this shows good judgment and professional attitude.
We moved to rescind. We were in rescinding posture. Without objection, Senator Rohde has been allowed to withdraw his amendment. Senator Helford?
Mr. President, just to make the record a little clearer, I would move that Amendment Number 1 be rescinded. I think we moved back. We didn't. I think our motions are out of order. I think we ought to go through.
Well, we've moved to a rescinding posture. That's one motion. So we're in rescinding posture. The question before us, technically, I suppose, could be said, shall the Senate adopt the Rohde Amendment, Amendment 1? Senator Ray?
Well, I
think,
sir, that
if I'm correct, I've moved and asked unanimous consent that we rescind our action.
We're at rescinding.
There was no objection. I mean, after we got into second, didn't I say that the amendment be rescinded? So that covers it, doesn't it? Unless you want a roll call vote.
We'll take a roll call vote. I think it is open, but I'm not going to debate it from this stand. And we will have a roll call vote. Shall Amendment 1 be adopted? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 nays.
We're back in third reading automatically. If there are questions or debate,
question.
Question is, shall House Bill 6 as amended pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas and 1 nay.
Take our goodwills back to the House, Representative Labood. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 17.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill 17, Judiciary Amended Senate. An act authorizing an advisory vote on the drinking age, raising the drinking age to 21, allowing employment of certain minors in licensed premises, and amending other provisions of law relating to the drinking age. In third reading, on reconsideration.
We're in third reading, and Senator Fahrenkamp does have the floor.
Mr. President, may we have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease. For you in moments, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, provided that information, I would move and ask the Senate Committee substitute
for committee substitute for House Bill 17, Judiciary, as amended in the Senate, be held one legislative day.
Objection, it'll be held one legislative day. The next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 214. You have the floor, Senator.
Will we return the introduction of guests?
Without objection, we return the introduction of guests.
The parties that attempted to address them
introduced a couple of days ago are now present in the gallery, and I'd like to introduce my cousin and his daughter, Richard Bennett and Archer Bennett, California.
Secretary, please read House Bill 214.
House Bill number 214, an act relating to the number of Superior Court judges and providing for an effective date in third reading on reconsideration.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate.
Question.
Question is, shall House Bill 214 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 18 yeas, 2 nays.
Bill's been adopted. Senator Ray.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of House Bill 214 be considered a roll call on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar is Senate Joint Resolution 24, second reading.
Senate Joint Resolution number 24 for the Resources Committee requesting that Alaska be exempted from legislation allowing abrogation of existing natural gas contracts. The Resources Committee considers this resolution and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Vic Fisher, Sturdalewski, and Paul Fisher. The Finance Committee considers this resolution and recommend due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fisher, Mulcahy, Ferguson, Bakes, Josephson, and Sackett.
Since second reading, Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous. If there are no amendments, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Joint Resolution 24 be considered engrossed, advance third reading, place the final passage.
Objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill in third reading.
Senate Joint Resolution number 24, requesting that Alaska be exempted from legislation allowing abrogation of existing natural gas contracts.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Are you ready for the questions, Senator Fahrenkamp?
If there are no questions, Mr. President, I'll shut up.
Question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution 24 pass? Senate may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? All members voted. I pushed it about twice. Secretary, close the roll. Does any member desire to change their vote? Apologies. Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Legislation has been adopted by the Senate. Next item, daily calendar.
Senate concurrent resolution number 33 by the Rules Committee. Proposing an amendment to Rule 42A of the Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature relating to powers of conference committees held over from yesterday. There is an amendment number 1 by Senator Fakes.
Senator Fakes?
Yes, Mr. President, I move amendment number 1.
Motion is to adopt amendment number 1. You all have the amendment?
Unanimous consent, Mr. President.
Unanimous consent has been asked. Senator Victor Fisher, you have the floor.
We have a brief, please.
We'll be at ease. Objections noted. Anybody object to the unanimous consent for adoption of the amendment that was requested? The amendment's adopted. Is there a debate on the legislation? Senator Ray?
Just again, a reminder, Mr. President, 2/3 vote.
In order to carry.
Farm rules change. Question is, shall Senate concurrent resolution 33 be adopted? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 nay.
Concurrent resolution 33 has been adopted. Are there, Senator Ray?
We have Senate Bill 219, Mr. President.
Senate Bill 219 is before us. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill, Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 219, Resources, was held at the bottom of the calendar with Amendment Number 1 by Senators Hallford and Ferguson read.
Senator, you have the floor, Senator.
Ask unanimous consent that 219 be held until tomorrow's calendar.
Without objection, held one day by the author. Senator Ray.
Ask unanimous consent the reconsideration on Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 126 be taken up this time.
Objection. The consideration of House Bill 126 is taken up at this time. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill Number 126, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act limiting the liability of aircraft owners or operators for personal injury or death to guest passengers, on reconsideration and third reading.
The bill is up in third reading. It's before you for discussion and debate. Senator Halford has the floor.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 126 be returned to second reading for purposes of specific amendment.
Specific amendment's been requested without objection. Secretary, read the amendment. Do we have the amendment?
Yes. Amendment number 1 by Senator Hallford begins page 1, line 26, after aircraft insert.
Senator Halford has moved the amendment. Senator Halford does have the floor. No, it's 219. 1.6.
Mr. President, I move. Amendment and ask unanimous consent.
Motion is adopt the amendment. Unanimous consent is asked. Is the objection has been noted. Senator Halford has the floor.
Mr. President, what the amendment does is try and cut somewhere between the ideologies of consumer protection and let the buyer beware. I think in this case, an informed rider has a much better chance of making a logical decision if he has the information on the pilot's certification and experience level, as well as the condition and data on the aircraft. That's fairly simple for a pilot to make available to a potential passenger, and it will be his responsibility to make that available if he expects to have this waiver of liability.
Senator A.
Mr. President, the only problem I have was not accurately, the words was not accurately, to take the, I believe it was my learned colleague, said who's, somebody said who's going to be around to tell whether he was accurately informed or not, and it just appears to me to put it back into a litigation.
Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would expect that someone who wanted to utilize this limitation would write a form that listed his experience, his qualifications, and the last inspection date and aircraft status on the airplane, and have the passenger sign that form. Once that form was signed, then he could prove that he had informed the individual of those conditions. If he doesn't do that, I don't think he's going to get any benefit out of this bill with this amendment.
Senator Rohde.
In response to Senator Ray's question, which I think is a good one, and I did write the committee substitute for the Labor and Commerce Committee, even though I am not a supporter of the bill. The matter will probably be litigated anyway, the question of consent, the question of the condition of the aircraft, and all other items that may be attendant to the accident or whatever the cause of action might be will probably be in question anyway. So if it is a factor, it will just be one additional factor and certainly not a major one.
Senator Ray?
In view of my learned colleague's explanation and the other explanation by my other learned colleague, I will withdraw my objection.
There is no objection to the amendment. Is there a further objection to the amendment? Unanimous consent was asked. Amendment adopted. Further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
We are in third reading automatically. Question is, shall House Bill 126 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member desire to change their vote? One vote has been changed. Senator Victor Fisher desires to change his vote. Any other member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 12 yeas, 7 nays.
The bill has been adopted. Item 19 has been held over. There are items under unfinished business this morning. You have the floor, Senator Victor Fisher.
President, I'd like to give notice of reconsideration on Senate Bill 127.
Objection. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 268 be discharged from the CRA committee.
Objection has been noted.
Mr.
Item
President.
268, Secretary.
Mr. President,
we'll wait just one moment. We should have the title of the bill. Secretary, read the title.
68 is Sale of Royalty Oil to Tesoro.
Mr. President,
you have the floor, Senator.
I make this motion with a good deal of reservation because I have not only deep respect but continuing friendship with the chairman of this committee and for the committee system in general. However, the events of yesterday make it imperative that I make this motion. Mr. President, yesterday there was a press release that came after the Tesoro Petroleum Corporation board meeting. They announced that the company's proposed $80 to $90 million expansion project of its Kenai, Alaska refinery has been suspended. Earlier, Tesoro tentatively approved the project contingent upon the increase of its purchase contract for North Slope crude, royalty crude from the state of Alaska. The company's decision is based upon the failure to date the Alaska legislature to act upon the increase of Tesoro's contract to purchase North Slope crude oil, which increase has been agreed to between Governor Sheffield of Alaska and Tesoro. In suspending the project, Tesoro has canceled the pre-job labor conferences for the construction phase of the project, which would have provided an estimated 300 construction jobs and numerous other economic benefits to the state of Alaska. Tesoro still believes that the Kenai expansion project is economically viable if the necessary incremental crude oil supply can be secured under the terms and conditions already agreed to with Governor Sheffield's administration. Mr. President, I was informed this morning that 10 people in my district will be laid off from the pre-engineering, engineering, pre-construction stage of this project. Last month, we had a 16.5% unemployment rate, second highest in the state. Tesoro has always hired local contractors and local labor. Certainly would have gone a long ways to mitigate that unemployment rate. But, Mr. President, those are local concerns, and there are, I think, some overriding state concerns that are connected with this contract. And maybe one of those, maybe the most important one of those concerns, is the state integrity in negotiations. I hate to say it this way, Mr. President, but when the hell is a deal a deal? Another concern is a rural competition. And I have a letter that has been sent to the committee from the Rural Electrification Cooperative. It was dated June 14th. I won't read the entire letter, Mr. President, but in pertinent part, it says, president of Tesoro, Mr. Dennis Jurin, has made good faith commitments to us, meaning the Alaska Rural Electrification Cooperative Association, regarding a continuation of the pricing policies for this year and for the years to come. His company, he says, is interested in moving its products, and to do that, it must have additional sales points and a more widespread distribution system. The savings that Tesoro can give our member utilities right now are substantial. In the case of NACNEC, Tesoro will sell us fuel at their Nikiski price of 79 cents a gallon. We can barge this fuel into NACNEC for 10 cents a gallon, with a landed price of 89 cents. This compares to $1.14 and a quarter per gallon from Chevron. The savings for the co-op and NACNEC amount to $256,000 this year. At Unalakleet, we're looking forward to saving a proportionate amount since Chevron's landed price is $1.38, while we can get supplies from a delivery point outside of St. Michael's at less than $1.16. Instead of prices in excess of $1.40 at Kotzebue, deliveries from competitive markets at Dutch Harbor will come in for just over $1.16. Tesoro's Nikiski price, by the way, is lower than the jobber prices in Puget Sound. So much lower, in fact, that even piggybacking major shipments to the North Slope on already hired barges is more expensive than buying in-state and shipping from Cook Inlet. Chevron's comments to us indicate that their prices will only respond to actual competition in the marketplace. None of the other major oil companies in Alaska we have contacted have expressed willingness to market products in Western Alaska in the immediate future. Lower fuel prices in the Western Alaska District are directly tied to Tesoro's ability to process more crude in-state and sell it here to existing markets. We feel that this opportunity to see Alaskans directly benefited from Alaska's oil resource should not be passed up, since competition will result in lower prices for home heating fuel as well. The state has a direct financial interest in these fuel prices, not only as a user of fuels, but as a subsidizer of energy costs through the Power Cost Assistance Program and the Energy Cost Assistance Program. The lower the retail price of fuel, the less state money will have to be committed to support those programs. That's not the entire letter, Mr. President, but that's the gist of it. I think it's a very important point that's been missed in this debate over the contracts. About 3 weeks ago, we passed the Chevron contract on about an 18-2 vote. I think there are 11 votes on this floor to pass this contract. That contract we passed was identical to Tesoro's. Terms and conditions and prices are not an argument. What we're talking about here, Mr. President, are two or three things: the integrity of the state, the jobs that the contract will create. By the way, the Chevron contract did not create any additional jobs. The opportunity to lower prices for fuel in rural areas, and I think those are overriding, and this contract deserves to come to this floor for vote.
Senator Paul Fisher, do you seek the floor on the same subject?
Yes, Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I'd like to thank the senior citizen from Senate District D and share all the remarks that he did make. There's one thing that I would like to add, and that is, just some time earlier this week, this body passed a resolution which in effect said that we here in Alaska are going to encourage in-state use of our natural resources. Mr. President, I think that the Senate's inaction on this contract runs counter to this resolution. There's an old Pennsylvania Dutch adage, Mr. President, that I think is pertinent now, and that is, a bird in hand is worth two in the bush.
Yeah, floor, Senator Sturgeon.
I'm not from the Kenai Peninsula, but I don't think it's just the Kenai Peninsula that's affected here. I really think that this bill deserves to come to the floor. We have had some kind of tough issues, I think, come to the floor that I would prefer to have seen perhaps tucked away so I wouldn't have to make a judgment on it. But I think an issue such as this, along with a lot of others, people deserve to know where we stand on this. We've spent an awful lot of time in the 4 or 5 years that I've been down here talking about economic development. We've spent tons of state money, in a sense, trying to develop a petrochemical plant, to see an LNG plant come to site the location of conditioning plants on the gas line, on mineral developments. And then we have projects that come from a natural growth, such as the NSTAR development in Anchorage and Kenai that's going to provide an additional line to serve the Mat-Su Valley and lower energy costs there. We have a development such as the Tesoro that's going to utilize part of the product from the North Slope. There may be parts of that that cause problems. Then that's the kind of debate and decision that needs to be made on that issue. But to tuck it away, as it's been tucked away in the Senate and the House, in spite of all those things, and not let it come to the floor, I think is really wrong. In other words, if we believe in economic development, then for heaven's sakes, let's say that, make that statement on the floor. It's one thing to pass a resolution. That doesn't mean anything unless it's carried out. And these contracts are examples of carrying that out. And it doesn't make good sense to me to pass one 18-2, an identical situation that really has even more benefits to it, that's going to languish in committee. So I certainly share the concern of the senators from the Kenai Peninsula.
Senator Gelman.
Mr. President, the Senate Resources Committee did consider this bill. Five members of the Resources Committee signed a due pass. Mr. President, I would hope that possibly the Senate Resources Committee Chairman, Community and Regional Affairs Chairman, myself, other interested parties could sit down to discuss this. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to withdraw my motion on Senate Bill 268.
Objection. So ordered. Well made. You have the floor, Senator.
Yes, under unfinished business, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate and not subject to a call for personal reasons on Saturday the 25th.
Objection. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, may we have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease briefly.
I'd like to give my notice of consideration on House Bill 125.
Your notice of reconsideration has been recorded.
And I'd like to announce a Rules Committee meeting, very brief Rules Committee meeting at 12:30 today in the Belts Room.
Rules Committee, Belts, Finance Chairman.
Finance will meet on the budget, or the free conference will meet on the budget at 1:30 today.
Are there other announcements? Hess, Chairman.
I wish to give notice. Reconsideration of my vote on the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 357.
Notice from the heaven. Transportation Chairman.
Mr. President, I'd give notice of a Transportation Committee meeting this afternoon at 1:30 in the Butchovich Room to take up consideration of committee substitute House Bill 295. That's an act making a special appropriation to the Alaska Toll Bridge and Causeway Authority.
So noted. Commerce Chairman.
Mr. President, Labor and Commerce will meet at 1:30 in Belt's room for a short meeting on House Bill 7.
Commerce meeting. Are there items under special orders?
Mr. Chairman.
You have the floor, Senator.
Under special orders, I'd give no. Excuse me.
You have the floor, Senator.
Reconsideration for committee substitute for House Bill number 385.
Did you give notice reconsideration? Or did you ask to take it up? I apologize.
I give notice.
Give notice. Senator Kelly has the floor.
Under special orders, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. I have the privilege of the floor to discuss a proposed amendment.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, okay. I'm not going to get into the merits of the proposed amendment to House Bill 17 at this time. I'll wait until tomorrow, but Let me just say that the first thing I want to do is go over and discuss the proposed amendment with the other body, because my gut feeling is, Mr. President, that adoption of this amendment will effectively kill the bill. And I hope that everybody in this body is aware of that, that if we adopt this amendment tomorrow, and if, I've got to check this out first, I think we will in fact be killing the bill to raise the drinking age in this state to 21.
There are no further. Paul Fisher was seeking the floor.
Yes, Mr. President, I ask for unanimous consent to make a correction of an earlier comment regarding Senate Bill 268.
You have the floor.
And that correction, Mr. President, is I referred to Senator Gilman as the senior citizen. I really meant to say the senior senator. However, I still think he would be senior when it comes to the citizen.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. Chairman, I ask permission of the floor to speak on the subject of amendment passed out today.
You have the floor.
Mr. President, the senator from Anchorage indicated that the proposed amendments to the bill would effectively kill the drinking age bill. If they'll notice, it does not kill prohibiting people from up to the age 21 from drinking in the bar. That's correct, but it does prevent them from buying in package stores, which would relieve the problem that some of the senators had concerning 19, 20, 21-year-olds purchasing alcoholic beverages for younger drinkers. So I wish you would give it a good look.
Senator Rohde.
May we revert to introduction of guests?
Yes.
Ms. President, in the gallery behind me is a constituent of mine, a well-known Anchorage banker and a former member of this body, Mr. Willie Hensley.
It's good to see you today, Senator. Senator Ray?
You
have the floor.
Mr. President, there will be a brief minority caucus following.
Senator Ray.
No other business come before the Senate. I move we recess till 4 p.m.
Skeleton session 4 p.m. Revert to reports of standing committees, please.
Labor and Commerce considered CSSS House Bill 7, Finn, Motor Vehicles, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute, LNC. Senator Lyason, Chairman, and Senator Mulcahy signed due pass. Senator Pettyjohn signed no recommendation. House Bill 7 has a further referral to finance. That is the only standing committee report this afternoon.
Any other reports? Special committees? BD.
Request to waive the hearings on that bill, with the assignment on the bill?
Rules Committee. Are there other standing committee reports? But is there any other action to come before this body today? You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee referrals on House Bill 196, Housing of Rural School Teachers, be waived. HCR 37AM, Economic Development Policy, be waived. Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 106, Alaska Bidders Preference, be waived. House Bill 406, Reenlistment Bonus for Alaska National Guard, be waived. Also, under committee announcements, I'd like to announce the Finance Committee at 8:45 tomorrow morning will take up Committee Substitute House Bill 339, the 1984 Alaska Special Olympics. Also, Committee Substitute House Bill 319, Municipal Bond Bank Authority.
Senator Ray.
Are we special orders?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to read the report of the status of the bills. Might take an hour or two.
Certain bill that's of interest to you, you want to get the status on?
Yeah.
Could we pull a bill today?
Move we adjourn to 10 a.m. Friday, June 24th.
We are adjourned.